Welcome, your home for quadruple A sports coverage, and of course yesterday's weather. Semi-live from Studio A, this is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
How you doing?
I'm all right, how are you?
Oh, dude, it's been a week.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's full. It's been a full week, man. Yeah, beautiful outside, summer, all those good things.
Great. Not summer today.
Seasonal.
It got better.
I'll take seasonal today. It's flannel and short season, so I'm into that scene.
Yeah, nice.
That's all. Have a great show.
All right, see you later, folks.
Have a great weekend, everybody. This has been
great.
Yeah, no, best show ever. everything happened in the world of sports.
Nothing happened in the world of sports.
It's a tough one. Like I said, we say this all the time, but man, the NFL really knows how to play. They really know how to line absolutely everything up so that as soon as you think that you are done with the NFL season and you've put it to bed and your draft is done and your team is geared up and ready for next year, right before the end, right smack dab in the middle of the NBA playoffs comes
the
NFL schedule release. And I didn't realize until I looked into it that every single team does some nonsense version.
I was not able to see that at all this year, so
I caught a couple of the videos on the ESPN, and really, it's just,
I think some of them got into trouble with it too. I think
somebody got in trouble for making fun of Tyreek Hill getting arrested earlier in the season for the traffic violation or whatever. Yeah, so the guy had to apologize. Like, you should know that you can't do that. You're a professional. But yeah, so the NFL schedule release comes out. They make it into its own holiday.
Kind of, yeah.
But they know what they're doing, man. When they make this schedule,
yep.
We can start right off, talk about opening day, first game of the year. Any idea?
I mean, I have it in front of me here.
Who do you got?
I did have it in front of me.
Dallas and Philadelphia?
Yeah.
I mean, it's Super Bowl champs.
Yep.
First game of the year, they always start out, and, Dallas Cowboys.
Yep.
But then there's a game Thursday, Friday, and Sunday of that week.
Oh, Friday, yeah.
Friday is, and it's on. I don't quite understand how this works. The NFL has a contract with ESPN,
everybody,
CBS,
NBC,
Fox,
yep,
NBC, also YouTube.
Yep.
Because that Kansas City Chargers game, which should be a really, really, that's a divisional game.
Yep.
That's two teams that should win,
Yep.
12-50. It's on YouTube.
Yep.
I don't know if that's going to be YouTube TV or the actual YouTube, but that's goofy as all heck to me. But then
Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime gets a game.
That's
Thursday. Every Thursday is an Amazon Prime day.
Yep.
Man, they really, really, they have stretched themselves pretty thin, but they got an audience for every single game.
Yeah.
As you're scrolling through here, week one.
Yep.
Who do your Vikings get to play?
Monday Night Football against the Chicago Bears.
That's a big spot.
Minnesota's got, I believe, 7 or 8 primetime games.
Yes. They have the most or second most this year primetime games.
They also are overseas back-to-back. They are first in Dublin playing Pittsburgh Steelers, and they're back in London, I believe, playing. I don't remember who they're playing, but yeah. So that's first time they're going to be playing overseas.
Sure.
Back-to-back in different locations, though, overseas.
Interesting twist to the sky. As a player, well, that's a tough adjustment. You're spending 2 to 3 weeks away from family, friends. You're comfortable. Your gym, your trainer, your practice facilities. You get real comfortable with, I'm guessing, everybody in those scenarios. And now
you can spend Browns.
Ew.
Man, I mean, it's not going to be a tough game, but.
Well, it's interesting what the NFL does when they make this schedule. If they really are trying to tell you who they think are going to be good this year and who they think are going to be terrible this year.
Right.
And by that metrics, the Browns have 0 primetime games.
Yep.
0. So they have 0.
So does the Jets.
The Jets have 0. The Jets without Aaron Rodgers and a new coach, they're not a story. It's interesting how quickly we forget.
Right.
They don't get any primetime. Tennessee Titans. Tennessee Titans got the number 1 overall pick, and they don't have a single primetime game the entire year.
It's the Titans.
It's interesting that they wouldn't accidentally fit them into a Monday night. I have some of those Monday night games that they have occasionally are not.
Yeah.
They can move some stuff around, but yeah, they don't have much.
Do you want to talk about your Green Bay Packers schedule?
I mean, yeah.
How's it look for you?
I mean, I predicted that they would be able to win. I mean, their schedule's not going to be any different than the usual 10 to 13 win. Like, I can't. They don't have enough. Like, they're not bad enough, right?
Right.
To be able to lose 12 games. But they've done the least in the division. If you stack up.
Yep.
Like, let's say you take the quarterback room. The Packers have the second worst in the division.
At this point.
I'm pretty sure he's better than. I don't think he's better than Caleb Williams.
I mean, probably not.
By the end of the year, he might not be better than J.J. McCarthy. You don't really know.
He's not.
But I mean, I don't know yet. Right? Like, J.J. McCarthy might be a real quarterback. He might be the second coming of Kirk Cousins, or he might be the second coming of Christian Ponder. You don't know until he sees the field. But if he was Kirk Cousins, he'd be better than Jordan Love. I'd rather have Kirk Cousins than Jordan Love.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, Jordan Love is 60%. Atlanta's going to keep a $25 million backup. It's what you can do if you're not a good franchise, I guess. No, if you look at the running back, they don't have the best running back in the division. They don't have the worst running back in the division. Offensive skill group in general, they have the worst.
Even with their Matthew Golden, I mean, they got Savion
Williams? I would prefer what the Bears did. You know, like, the Bears spent the first-round draft pick and a second-round draft pick on a plus-plus tight end and a very fast slot receiver.
And in the offseason, for free agents, they picked up a brand-new O-line.
Right. That's a solidly done. Yeah. That's almost like a team with a plan.
Yeah, right.
So offensively, you know, offensive line, their Packers are good. They've made some good draft picks. They spent a second-round pick on an O-line.
Yeah.
Defense, I don't think – I know they don't have the best defense in the division.
Did they improve or get worse or stay the same?
I mean, they stayed exactly the same.
Yeah.
But in a division full of people getting better, that's getting worse to me. If Chicago can win, has enough talent to win a game or two more with a real coach. Like, they took the coach – Ben Johnson was the head coach – or with the assistant coach for the Detroit Lions.
Yep.
And he took him.
He's an offensive mind, too.
Offensive guy, quarterback coach. They say he speaks quarterback. And in this day and age, if you don't speak quarterback, you don't speak head coach.
Right.
As it is. So, nope, they got better. Minnesota definitely got better. I don't think it's a step down to go from Sam Darnold to J.J. McCarthy necessarily. At this time last year, you wouldn't have thought that Sam Darnold, unless you were you, would have thought Sam Darnold was going to have a Pro Bowl year.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't know. So I don't think the Packers are going to win more than 12 games. I don't think they're going to lose more than 7 games. So, you know, they're somewhere in that range.
They'll be in the hunt for, you know, a wild card.
Sure. I'll tell you what. This opening game, they got Detroit at home.
Ouch.
I mean, if you're going to pick a time to get Detroit, right? Yeah. It's got to be beginning of the season.
We won't know. I mean, Detroit could be a completely different team.
Yeah. Detroit's offensive and defensive coordinators are head coaches other places.
Other assistants and, you know.
Yep, their assistant coaches, their assistant coaches go, you know.
But if they're still that good
after
replacing, then
I mean, Dan Campbell
is going to be the next Bill Belichick.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That first game is the spot where the Packers, with less talent, can win that game.
Beyond that, you look on the Commanders, Browns, you should win. I don't know about the Commanders.
They
improved over the week or over this offseason as well.
I think the Commanders are a team on the rise. Absolutely. They're a team that should win or compete for winning their own very hard division.
Again.
Yeah. Yep.
Browns.
That's a win.
Cowboys.
It's a win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bengals.
I don't think the Bengals are that good. Honestly, they keep loading up on offense and forgetting you have to play defense.
Yes.
And eventually, you can't sustain that.
Cardinals.
I mean, I'm a Cardinals fan. I think the Arizona Cardinals
they've been proving a
have
little
been
bit.
Making a little bit and a little bit. And I think they're that team that I think could make that jump this year.
Steelers?
That's a win.
Panthers.
I paused. I could
because
hear
I think – the Panthers are going to be a lot better this year than they have been. I think they were just working on all the kinks and all the rookie. I think they're going to be a lot better. Were they going to be really competing? Who knows, but.
You know, actually, that Steelers-Packers game is interesting to me for one reason and one reason only. Aaron, whatever his middle name is, Rodgers, is the possible quarterback for the Steelers.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a reason that they put that game, if you look at that, that's a primetime game. between the Steelers and the Packers. Two of the...
So they're thinking...
Yes, they're thinking that they're pretty reasonably sure you're going to see an Aaron Rodgers versus the Packers game.
That'd be a great game to watch.
That's what I'm saying. That's Steelers. If there's a spot where there can be some revenge in the air and he can win a game, I think Aaron Rodgers can beat the Packers on that team.
After the Panthers, you have Eagles. That's a loss.
That's a loss.
Giants.
That's a win.
Vikings.
That's a loss. One of those, if they can go 50-50 against the division, considering last year, Packers won one division game.
Yeah.
And it was at the end of the year with a blocked field goal. They barely won. They went 1-5 in the division. Yeah. They were real close to an 0-6.
At the Lions, loss.
That's a loss.
Versus the Bears.
I mean, at that point, that almost feels like that.
That at that point,
losers out of the playoffs.
That's December.
Right?
The Bears will know. The Bears will be who the Bears are going to be.
Correct. Yep.
So then you have the Broncos.
That's a win. I
don't think so.
I mean,
I think
the Broncos again.
It would not
surprise me if the Broncos were that team that made the leap, right? Because they've been.
Well, they made the leap last year.
Yep.
I think it'd be a bigger leap. I mean, didn't they get no Raiders?
They say that the biggest jump a quarterback makes is from that rookie year to his second year, and they're a team that is entering that has a quarterback in their second year.
At Lambeau or not Lambeau, but the Bears again.
I'm saying they go 53-3 in the division would be fantastic.
Ravens are lost. Loss. You're at home or at away at Vikings. Last game of the year.
Yeah, I mean that goes down. Feels like you're running down the gambit. Those last three games are you got to win, you got to win, you got to win. Baltimore is a generally hurt all the time team, so that can be a win. Towards the end of the year, they've seemed to be a banged up team. But then again, so is Green Bay. Green Bay's been a banged up team for the last couple of years. They went from being the youngest team 2 years in a row to they don't have that going for them. They should have some experience, but I don't think they have talent.
Yeah. So you're looking at, 10, 11 wins?
You know, I think that's their ceiling. I think they're one of those teams that, because their coach is great, their coach is a top 10 coach, their defense should be a top 10 defense. You can't lose enough games to be a tanked team.
Right.
But you're not going to win enough games with that offense to be able to overtake what Detroit can do, what Minnesota probably does. And that doesn't even count the other teams in the division. Yeah. Philadelphia. I think the 49ers make a huge leap. I think they get back to where they should be this year, too. I think the Packers are in that definite second.
They'll be in the running for the wild card.
They'd be lucky to be in that second tier of teams.
Yeah.
They're not in that top four team, but they should be. They should be a playoff team.
Okay, Minnesota.
What do you got?
Bears. You tell me.
Because you're going to say they win. They're a 17-0 team unless they play the Ravens.
No, I think they'll be a 12. They'll win 12.
Honestly, I think that opening game, I think that's a Bears win. I do.
Could be. It's prime time, but
pomp and circumstance, new coach.
And it's at the Bears
and at the Soldier Field, and with a rookie quarterback making his first start. Yep, I think they can lose that for opener. Yep. No problem.
Falcons. That's a win. Bengals.
It's a win.
Yep. Steelers.
That's a win.
Browns.
That's a win.
Versus the Eagles.
I mean, just on paper, it's the Super Bowl champions, right? Didn't they play? They didn't play in the playoffs, did they? I'm gonna mark it as a loss, but that's one of those game of the year type. Yeah. That's a really good game for the Vikings. Or
Chargers.
I'm not as high on Jim Harbaugh as most.
That's a win.
But I'll count that as a win for your now 5-2 coming down the stretch.
4-2.
Okay. What do you got?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yep. 5-2.
5-2, sorry.
Lions.
That's
a loss.
Yeah, at the Lions.
I'm going to say that's part of that season.
At Detroit, that's a tough.
Somewhere in this season, you have to lose 2 out of 3.
Home with the Ravens. I think Minnesota at home is a way better team with that crowd. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm waiting for the year where the Ravens really blow everybody away. They have the best quarterback, the best football player I've ever seen in my life is on that roster, and they have Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
And they have this great defense and apparently a great coach, but they just never. So it's a win. We'll say that they can beat
the Ravens.
Your Ravens.
At home with the Bears, that's a win.
That's a win.
At the Packers.
I counted this as a win on the other side, so I have to count this as a loss for the
All right, that's fine. Seattle. Yeah,
That's a win.
It's a big game. Commanders home.
That's a win. I think that's because you're hitting that stage in the season where now you are who you are. If you're a playoff team by now, You got to beat
and they will.
The Commanders at home in week whatever that is, 14.
Yeah, December. Cowboys.
That's a win.
Giants.
Also a win.
Home against the Lions. That's a win.
That's the last game of the year, right? Is that again?
Nope. That's the second. Remember the Packers.
Okay, you're going to count that as a win. Okay.
And then home at Packers. We split it, so we win.
Right.
So what does that put
us at? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and 4. Yeah. Does that win the division this year?
I think Detroit's going to take a step back a little bit.
You think they can lose? Because they were what you call a half game away. Because
I can't remember who their new OC is.
Sure.
But it's not Ben. It's not Ben Johnson.
But it was promoted from within.
Still.
Right. No, I'm with you.
You know, they might have the same language, but look at it. How many times have we seen, you know, OCs be, you know, promoted to a coach?
Sure.
Or, you know, the defensive line or the tight ends coach is going to be the new OC.
Right.
There's a learning curve.
Remember what happened with Nathaniel Hackett? Exactly. Yeah. Nathaniel Hackett went from quarterbacks coach to offensive coordinator to Aaron Rodgers' buddy to a fired head coach all within about 3 years. And then a fired offensive coordinator a couple times, too.
Yeah.
Pretty remarkable.
I think it'll come down to Minnesota and Detroit again.
Sure.
But I think, because the nice thing about having J.J. McCarthy, nobody's got tape on him.
Right, yep.
So this is, if you're going to have a year, this is going to be the year that you have that.
You're right.
We go, okay, well, what do we do against J.J.? What's his tell? We don't have any film on him.
It's what we talked about with Jordan Love in his first year as a starter. Like, you just don't know.
All these rookie, Jaden McDaniels.
Yeah, correct. Jaden Daniels' tape is amazing.
Now you go, okay. That's how it, so don't. Yeah. I won't be surprised to see them take a little bit of a him sure. to take a step back.
Yep.
But they retooled, you know, both sides of the ball. So who knows?
The real question: Do you accurately think they are going to win something this year? Then it's one of those things you don't want to load up and be this good.
I mean, their defenses I think are going to be stacked better than last.
Their defense,
than last year, yeah. I think
they improved the defensive line about as well as you possibly could.
Right.
And if you're, I mean, that's how you make the difference on defense is you get some talent up front, stops the run, pressures the quarterback, makes everything else happen.
Well,
they were missing that.
Also, they completely retooled the O-line.
And they kept Brian Flores, right?
Oh, yeah. He stayed.
That's a nice keep.
Yeah. So I think with everything they've done in the offseason, with some of the pickups they've had in the draft, I think they're better. On paper, they're better this year than they are.
I could see that.
You know?
Do you think it's going to go 13-4, 12-5?
Super Bowl this year.
Ooh, I like it.
Super Bowl.
I like it. That feels good.
Got to be the Super Bowl this year.
We haven't had a repeat winner of a Super Bowl in quite a while, correct?
Yeah. Philadelphia, they'll be all right, but I think they've lost some key play people.
Yes,
and they really, in the draft, didn't really grab people like they have in the last 2 to 3 years.
Yep.
They have got, you know, they've got some that'll be like nice backups or whatever, but they didn't stack it up because I think this year everybody was like, no, we're not giving you any,
right?
You know,
so this year, it's they are in that upper tier, right? Like if they don't win a couple playoff games, if they're not say hosting some playoff games,
Minnesota's in a weird spot with a brand new rookie quarterback. I mean, he played a little bit in the preseason last year. But I think he's got room. I mean, you know, both O'Connell and Kwesi both got extensions. I think Kwesi got an extension. I'm pretty sure he's
their GM.
Get it. Yeah. Yep. You know, I think they've got a free pass this year. I think last year was an overachieving year.
I mean, that's what you said about last year too. That's 2 years of house money. That ain't bad.
No.
Because last year's with not having a real quarterback. Until you've realized, oh, shoot, we have a real quarterback.
Right.
Their season was if you win some games, great. If not, we're going to develop some talent.
Both those last two losses, partly team, partly coach, a lot of it was Darnold. I mean, he did not.
Yes. In the playoffs, Sam Darnold looked like.
Because he's not used to being in that spotlight, and that showed.
He looked like they'd been.
He was scared.
Yes, he looked like Sam Darnold from the Jets.
And the line was not, O-line was not. What it should have been.
And they've fixed a little bit of that this offseason.
A lot of retooled. I think there's two people that are returning for that old line.
Good. Yeah. So, the right two people, hopefully.
Yeah, I better. Yeah. But I'm fairly optimistic about my Vikings this year.
Okay. I mean, that's where you should be, right?
I mean, like, we had 14 and what, we were 14 and 4? 3.
3. 14 and 3. No, 13 and 4. 13 and 4 last year?
14.
Did they win? Oh, yeah, because Detroit was 15 and it was the highest.
Yeah, so we lost against the Rams.
And Detroit.
Detroit. Last year.
Yeah, correct. And then lost to them in the playoffs, right?
3. So we were 14 and.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. So. Yeah, this, I mean, saying they're going to do better than last year is...
I think we'll
the
go
only
farther.
Way you can do is
we'll
Super Bowl.
Go farther sure. in the playoffs. Necessarily, the record is what it is. I mean, it's, mm-hmm. you know, it doesn't have to be for... It'll probably come down to one or two games between sure. the teams, but mm-hmm. I think they go farther. They actually win a playoff game and go far.
This might be the season where the whole division's actually good. Like, we're so close. Like, we've gotten to spots where four teams...
Wouldn't that be weird if Green Bay is not the good team in the division this time?
It wouldn't be. Honestly, it would not surprise me because they've been riding these getting good fifth-round draft picks and third-round draft picks and, you know, like, winning with a quarterback like Jordan Love. Well, they're not... He's not that good, as it turns out. The guys, when you're drafting instead of a wide receiver in the first round a lot... Yeah, no, I don't think it would surprise me at all if Green Bay was that team that only won
ends up being fourth.
Eight and nine yeah. this year. They're not. That would be the bottom of their yeah. of their thing. And I think you could be like, well, maybe we can get rid of that coach, but that coach has been really good too. So it's a well put together division.
That's what makes it exciting.
It is. Like I said, the NFL they did it. They did. Yeah. They got me hooked again for another couple months again.
Okay. Anything else on NFL?
You know, there isn't anything else NFL, Brock
thankfully.
Purdy. Brock, that's two things. Yeah. Brock Purdy, the quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers.
Yep.
Mystery relevant in the draft 3 years ago, was the last pick in the draft.
Yep.
Signed today. He was the missing piece. It was 5 years, yep. $252 million.
Something like that.
It averages $52 million a year.
Which, funny. Mm-hmm. When he steps on that field in the regular season, that first game he plays,
yeah.
he'll make more in that first game than he has,
and he has in his whole
NFL career.
That's amazing. I saw that stat today. Good job on Brock Purdy.
He could buy some tractors for his parents.
Yeah, and Brock Purdy saved a lot of people's job with the San Francisco 49ers because they made some really, really bad trades and lucked into Brock Purdy.
Yeah,
he was supposed Trey to be Lance. Supposed to be a third or practice squad quarterback, yep. just some guy. Came out his rookie year, played really well. So he's going to be now the seventh highest paid quarterback in the NFL.
Okay.
And that feels right. Because, you know, as much as I'd like to say he can't be the seventh, you start making the list, right? Like, you go Patrick Mahomes. You go Justin Herbert. You go Jalen Hurts. You know, you start listing quarterback by quarterback by quarterback. It does not take very long before you hit... Well, maybe Brock Purdy's better than... Well, is he better than Trevor Lawrence? Yep, I think he's better than Trevor Lawrence. Is he better than C.J. Stroud? Maybe. But these are guys on their... You know, Trevor Lawrence is getting paid that same $60 million a year. Is he better than... Oh, I don't know. Jared Goff? Yeah. Yeah, I think he's better than Jared Goff.
Yeah.
You know? So maybe he is a top five quarterback.
I mean, so you got Lamar
Jackson, Josh Allen.
Yep. Then you got Joe Burrow. Jared Goff is number 4 for 2024.
Uh-huh.
Jaden Daniels number 5. Baker Mayfield 6, ranking just from stats.
Okay. I could roll with those stats. Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes is 7th.
Sure.
Stafford was 8.
Yep.
Jalen Hurts was 9, quarterback. Yeah. Jordan Love was 10th for 2024.
Yeah, stat-wise I could see that.
Justin Herbert's 11. Geno's 12. Sam Darnold got 13.
So did Brock Purdy finish?
14th last year.
Okay. So he's a top half of the league quarterback.
He's getting paid for what the pay is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know? You know, we can't...
It's been jumping up.
I mean, it's the you're getting paid more.
Well, when Lamar Jackson broke the bank last year on his quarterback deal, that was broken again and again and again.
Right.
It used to be $30 million was what you paid a starter. Then it was $40 million. And then Patrick Mahomes got 50, and then Lamar Jackson got 60. So paying Brock Purdy $50 million, 3-4 years from now, you're probably looking at $70 million.
What did Jordan Love end up getting?
40, 48.
I think he's better than.
I think he is too. Yeah. No. Yep. Nope. I'd rather, if I was saying who would you rather.
And I can't say J.J. McCarthy because he's still on a rookie contract.
Absolutely. And I don't think he's, and that gives such a bonus. If you don't win in that rookie contract phase, you're not going to win. Honestly, right. That's how it goes. You don't set your team up for success unless you win on that quarterback on a rookie deal. So, I mean,
I think he's worth it. He's been to the bowl.
Correct.
I mean, or did he go to the Super Bowl?
He did go to the Super Bowl. He was hurt. That was that terrible year where they ended up starting Josh Johnson. They ended up having third string quarterbacks.
But he took him to the playoffs.
Yes.
Took him to the Super Bowl.
It wasn't his fault that other players got hurt around him. No, that team, I think, is a team that has the talent
this
to
win. This year, though,
that team's
going to look way different.
Yep.
Way different.
I mean, they've got the talent.
And hopefully McCaffrey will be healthy this year. We'll see.
And that's the hard part about paying premium at positions like running back,
yep.
wide receiver, and quarterback, and offensive tackle, which the 49ers are. You can't afford to miss on those guys. You can't afford injuries because you don't have a backup because you can't afford one.
But, okay. What else? What was the number two thing in the NFL? Or do we recover that?
Nick Sirianni. Nick Sirianni got an extension. Probably he's the least favorite good coach. He was a guy who should have been fired, and then he won a Super Bowl, and now he's the highest paid coach in the league. That's a very nice tied up bow for him.
Which I guess for me, what we see or the media sees, what happens behind closed doors and the way he is it coaches, what the organizations are two different things.
Well, it turns out that he's not the offensive or defensive coach for that team. He's essentially a quality control guy. He's a overseer. He's a general manager of a coach.
Yeah.
Like all these other great coaches have a specialty. Nick Sirianni's just good with people. Apparently, he's good at putting the right people in the right position.
And motivating people.
Right.
I mean, they won a Super Bowl.
And he is the highest paid coach in the league now. So that's all the NFL, right? Until, boy.
I mean, we got all the rookies. You know, they saw that.
And honestly, I'm pretty sure I saw preseason's like August, right? Yes. September, first week in September is the first weekend of football season. So,
it'll kick back up once training camp. Gets back in. All these other OTAs and voluntary camps and all that stuff won't make a lick of difference until...
So you can get into baseball for a couple months. You're Twins?
Well, I could.
Dude, you're Minnesota Twins. They are one heck of a baseball team.
They are, 9 in a row right now.
No, they lost to the Brewers yesterday. Jackson Churio robbed... It was a 3-run home run in the 8th inning, and Jackson Churio got up and away, stole that thing off the fence. It was a great catch.
The last 10 games are 9-1.
Yeah, they're a great-looking team. I can't name three players.
Yep.
But they are winning seemingly every single game
that
they're playing anymore.
I can't tell you either.
Well, if they keep winning, we're going to have to do some research. We're going to have to.
Because your Brewers aren't doing so hot.
The Brewers led my list of things to talk about.
On a side
note, for the day, we got like 2 minutes, which is
not even.
Oh man!
No, we've got 40 seconds,
which is fine because the Brewers have been terrible. They're bottom of the lineup with Joey Ortiz and Todd. Guy's last name, Caleb Durbin. Mm-hmm. They're batting 170.
Ouch.
All over the field is terribleness. Can we please
I may not follow baseball, but I know enough that that's not
good. 170 is not good. Can we please just bring up some AAA talent and see what happens? Please, please, Brewers, listen to me. That's about it.
Yeah.
I hope everybody has a great weekend. Thanks to you and them for doing this thing and that thing. Bye, everybody. Have a great weekend. Bye.